normal years, the job of a resident advisor is difficult, but often rewarding. RAs serve as a key resource for younger students, helping them to connect and live their best college lives. For their efforts at NC State University, RAs receive a stipend, free on-campus housing, and a meal plan allowance. But this year, many RAs at NC State say they were given duties during COVID that didn't seem fair to them. Sian Chand is a senior.
I heard word for word people say, like, I didn't sign up for this, which I think is really fair because it definitely wasn't communicated to us like, oh, this is like your job is no longer supporting students and stuff. It's your math, please.
John says he was so bothered that he considered quitting, and he heard that others felt the same.
And there was a growing sense of like unease among most of the RAs of we're in a pretty dangerous situation.
Chand gathered many of his RA colleagues together and wrote a letter to the NC State Housing Office. The letter detailed a long list of what they called unacceptable conditions. Those include poor communication, crowd management, and cleaning procedures.
An example of some things we asked for were like more PPE.
WUNC reached out to NC State for comment, but the university did not make an administrator available for an interview on this subject. Instead, in a statement, NC State spokesman Fred Hartman said that the school, quote, values our resident advisors tremendously, end quote, but that with all classes moving online, there needed to be a reduction in active RA positions for this semester. September 6th was the deadline for students to move out of the dorms at NC State. A few days after moving out, Chand got the official notice that his time as an RA was over.
This job has like been one of the highlights of my time in college, and it really sucks to see it become just such a significant point of contention with the university over something that I truly love doing.
Some RAs were retained to help manage the few students still remaining. Chand was able to move off campus in Raleigh with help from his parents, but he knows other RAs who don't have that option. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.